Ben and Christie. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
It's funny when someone asks you, and people ask you all the time, hey, how are you? How have you been? And your answer is always the same thing. It's always, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm awesome. But it's just an expected thing that you always come back and you say that you're really good.
Well, you say it so many times a day.
You say it so many times a day and you get into such a habit of saying it. And even when you're not okay, you never tell people that. And I guess it's something that I know personally myself for the past few weeks, few months even, I really haven't been okay. And it's something that you find so hard to admit. And this is, you know, this might come as a shock to you, Benny, but this is the first time I've actually spoken about it with you. Even though we do work very closely together, it's not something that I've felt like, it's not something you bring up with people. It's not something you feel the need to tap somebody on the shoulder and go, hey, I've been pretty crappy lately. Anyway, what's happening with you? Because, you know, it's a bit of a buzzkill. Brings down the mood a little bit. And I just reckon that it's important to admit, and it's important to be honest, and it's important to sometimes say and recognise, you know what, I've been doing pretty crap lately, and that's okay not to be okay.
All right, now, I actually have no idea.
You literally this,
so
do.
I'm sort of sitting here going,
you do have no idea, and you've got this really confused look on your face.
Yeah, I am. I've got no idea.
And it may come as a shock, because I do think you put on a front, and the job that we do, obviously, we're as upbeat and we're always happy, and look, I normally am quite a happy person, and I don't know whether you have noticed the last few weeks, maybe even a few months, that I've been a little bit down in the dumps kind of thing. But I don't know, I just suppose I'm just maybe a little bit homesick, like, and especially living away from my partner. Like, Zane and I have been together for 5.5 years now, and the past 3.5 years of that has been long distance. He is down in Melbourne. I'm obviously here in Albury Wodonga. And I guess that's hard. Like, it wears pretty thin, and I think you go through stages where you are okay, and then stages where you're not okay. And I kind of just thought this morning, you know what, I'm just going to open up a little bit and say I haven't been okay, and that's okay too. So if you have been wondering, oh, Chrissy's a bit quiet, or she's been a bit weird, or she's been more snappy than usual, that's actually why, because I've been a bit down, and it's something that I know I've got to work on myself. And I just thought it was really important to not just bring up with you, but just to say to everybody else, you know what, I'm not afraid, and I'm not too scared, and I'm not too proud to say that I'm okay all the time, because who is okay all the time?
Can I say, and this is, it's good to bring this sort of stuff up, because Christy and I, although it's probably the first time I'm going to say this, we work so closely together, but probably the truth is we don't talk to each other as much as perhaps we could or we should, even though we are in such close proximity every day. And the funny thing is, Christy, and I'll say this to you now, you know, I might be your work mate, but I'm your mate as well. And if things are hard, don't I know we've said this before, but you sometimes find that, you know, I might be homesick too and stuff like that, so we can become closer, or we can talk about it. And sometimes, you know, I find talking to people, the reassurance sometimes is it helps you.
I think the thing is, although we do work so closely together, sometimes it's funny because of that close proximity, you don't want to stuff it up, and you don't want to bring down the mood, and you don't want to be a buzzkill and say, I'm just in a bad mood, and I'm just missing my boyfriend, and I'm just missing my family.
Do you know though, dude? And I'll say this, you know, this morning, I would, you know, as again, I would never force you to come to me, of course, but I would prefer to know. Like, if you get in, we get in such early hours and we work so close. If you're having a bad one, just say, Benny, you know what? Don't talk to me for an hour, or I want to talk. I'm having a bad day.
And the thing with our relationship is, it's not like most relationships.
No, it's not.
Because you see each other. You know, most relationships, you take the good with the bad. And you see each other when you're cranky, and you see each other when you're happy. But for us, a lot of the time, you just see each other. You get the bad with the bad, I think. Because you're seeing each other when you're sleep deprived, when you're in a crappy mood, and you're not seeing each other when you are happy on a weekend and you've got a bit of sleep and you are with the people that you care about. So I don't know, I just kind of felt the need today to say that if there is anybody else who is out there who is also struggling with a few things, and the thing is, you might think, oh, you know, what have I got to be worried about? I've got a bloody good life, and I feel like a spoilt little brat to kind of say, you know, I'm not really coping. But I just thought it was important to say that that's okay, because I know personally I haven't been coping with a lot of things lately, and that's okay too.
Yeah, that is okay, yeah. Christy. And that's the thing, you know, I can, we see each other every day and we don't probably talk as much as we should. And for everyone across the border, don't hesitate to say to someone, you know, I want some help or I want to talk.
Yeah, really, and it's okay. And it's okay for you to turn around to somebody else that you might think, oh, it's going to be awkward for me to ask about, or they might not want me to ask. It's okay to ask as well.
Okay. And you know, you've worked with me long enough to know I would never rip your head off, mate. You know, I'm always here. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christy. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 1049 Star FM.